At the movies this week, we'll discover a forbidden romance in France. Thanks for joining me for another Real Discovery. I'm Kristen Dreyer Kramer from nightsandweekends.com. While there are some things that belong to just the rich, love is not one of them. But in the French comedy Madame, when a maid falls in love, her jealous employer sets out to bring it to an end. Madame stars Toni Collette as Anne Fredericks, a wealthy American who lives on a grand estate in Paris with her husband, Harvey Keitel's Bob, and their young children. As Anne is preparing for a dinner party with the couple's most fabulous friends, she learns that the number of guests is an odd number, 13. Determined to make the evening perfect, Anne orders faithful maid Maria, played by Rosie De Palma, to join the party, quietly posing as an old friend. But rumors, mischief, and wine lead to an unexpected romance that Anne is determined to end. Madame is a romantic comedy about secrets and misperceptions with deeper messages about love and societal expectations. In this unlikely love story, it's hard not to root for Maria. She's an entirely charming character, a focused, hard-working woman who will do anything to support her daughter's dreams. But her new romance makes her dream of something more. Anne, on the other hand, is completely unlikable. She's elitist and condescending, and she seems to believe that her wealth and standing make her more entitled to love and happiness than anyone else. So Maria's happiness infuriates her. And though her obsession sometimes plays out in humorous ways, Collette holds back just a little too much, not allowing her to be the absurd character that she should be. Keep in mind, meanwhile, that this is a French film, not the typical Hollywood rom-com. Though it has its madcap moments, it's slower and more melancholy. And while that makes it more realistic, it will most likely disappoint most mainstream audiences. But is it worth dining with these Americans in France? Not necessarily. It certainly has some playful moments and one endearing character, but its elitist main character and unexpected story make it less than lovable. It gets a C. And finally this week, our real quick discovery. Spanish actress Rosie De Palma was discovered at a cafe in Madrid by director Pedro Almodóvar more than 30 years ago. Since then, she's appeared in 6 of his films, as well as many, many others. Well, that's it for another Real Discovery. For more reviews and updates on the latest films, including a dad chasing his dreams while trying to provide for his family in Shifting Gears, visit realdiscovery.org and nightsandweekends.com. Until next week, take some time to catch a movie or two. You never know what you might discover.